Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Did you know that we serve God by serving others? That's what we're going to look at today on Daily Hope. Why, as believers in the body of Christ, we're better together.
Thanks for joining us here on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. You know, the world tells us that we shouldn't count on anyone but ourselves to make our way in life. We don't need anybody's help. We know what's best for us. Now, as we continue our series called Better Together, we'll see that God's Word, the Bible, says the exact opposite. Do you know what God's five purposes for your life are? If not, then stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about the 40 Days of Community devotional book. This powerful tool is the key to developing healthy relationships that will help you and your friends find and fulfill God's purposes, and you can take a sneak peek at this great resource just by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. That's rickwarren.org. And if you like, you can simply text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Serving Together.
We have many people in the church, I'm not going to ask you to stand, many of you in this service who serve in one service and attend in another. We have a lot of people who twofers, and they come to one service and then they help in the children's ministry in another. And they do that all the time. They come twice in order to help and to accommodate. And over the years, we've had, I couldn't count the number of people who were in a comfortable small group with people that they loved. And they voluntarily left that comfortable small group to go start a new one so we could have more people being brought into the family of God. The Bible says this in 2 Timothy 2:22. Be faithful, loving, and easy to get along with. Now, there's a verse for your refrigerator this week. Be faithful, loving, read it with me, and easy to get along with. Now, would people say that you're easy? I saw so many elbows just now. That was so funny. That was. I wish you sometimes could see what I see up here. Really, really, really funny. Now, I'm not asking you if you think you're easy to get along with. I want to know, would other people say you're easy to get along with? Would the people closest to you say you're easy to get along with? What is that? It's accommodation. Romans 12:18 says this on the screen. Do your part to live in peace with everyone as much as is possible. Now watch this. Leave that up there for a minute. Now first it says do your part. I like that because obviously you have a part and everybody else has a part too. And if they don't do their part, it isn't going to happen no matter how much you do your part. In fact, it says as much as possible. Aren't you glad God put that in? Even God realizes that some people, they're just unpleasable. And no matter how much you try to get along with them, it's their hang up. No matter how nice you are to, it's their hang up. But he says, as much as possible, you be accommodating. Tom's going to talk about the next one.
There are a number of different ways that we can accommodate each other. One of the ways is to accommodate each other's needs, the needs that we have in our lives, to do what the Bible talks about in Romans 15:2. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? Now, when you think about needs, needs take time, and needs take energy. And I think most of us look at ourselves and think, I don't have the time and energy to meet my own needs, let alone everybody else's needs. Let's just be honest about this. And I'll tell you, you're right. You do not have the time and energy to meet your own needs, and you never will, because God doesn't mean it to happen that way. It's amazing. I can't meet my needs by myself, but we together can meet our needs together. That's the way God's designed it. There are some needs in life. The only way you can meet them is to team tackle them. Like Kevin and Sue just talked about, that need in their lives. They needed a group around them. They couldn't face it alone. So we are able to meet each other's needs. That's one of the ways we accommodate each other. Now, there's a great question in that verse that's an accommodating question. You might circle the question, how can I help? In fact, use that question this week. Maybe with somebody you've never used it with. Just look at them and just blow them away by saying, how can I help you? They're going to go, what? Wait, I'm supposed to help you. No, how can I help you this week? And watch what God does through that simple question. So we accommodate each other's needs. We also accommodate, number two, each other's ideas. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:15 about ideas, the intelligent man is always open to new ideas. In fact, he looks for them. A lot of times you'll be in a group and somebody will come up with a new idea. And sometimes your thought is, you hear this new idea, your thought is, that is the stupidest idea I have ever heard. You ever had that thought? Now, there's a couple possibilities then. One possibility is, it's just a new idea. It's a new way of looking at it that could even change your life. The other possibility is, it is the stupidest idea you've ever heard. But let's look at the first one. That new idea might turn everything upside down and around for you. So you accommodate the fact that we all have different ideas, look at things different ways, and because of that, we're able to see life in a better way. We accommodate needs and ideas. A third thing we accommodate is each other's personalities. Each other's personalities. We all have different personalities. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 6, God in His kindness gave each of us different gifts. We have different gifts, different abilities, different personalities. And these personalities, you can see these in any type of group. Whether it's a work group or a small group at church or a class group at school. A lot of different ideas about personality, but you can really boil it down to there's about four different kinds of personalities. There's the person who wants to work and get things done. They're goal-oriented. The person who wants to have fun and enjoy life. They might work hard, but their focus is on enjoying life. There's the person who wants to think and discuss things, really get into things. And then there is the person who wants to just make sure the relationships are going good and there's peace in the relationships. In any situation, you're going to see those personalities come out. Let's suppose in your group, for instance, somebody says, hey, our group's going to go to Mexico this next week. You're going to immediately see the personalities. The task person is going to say, what are we going to do in Mexico? Are we going to build an orphanage? How are we going to change the entire country? What are we going to do when we get to Mexico? And then the fun person is going to say, I know a great taco stand that we can go to in Mexico. They'll probably start singing James Taylor's Old Mexico. You know they will because they're a fun kind of person. And then you've got the thinker who's going to say, why? Why should we go to Mexico? In fact, why should we go anywhere for that matter? And then you'll have the person who's the peacemaker saying, is anybody around here not wanting to go to Mexico? How's everybody doing? We just think differently. God has made us incredibly different. Why? Why did He do that? Because He wants to use our differences to make a difference in this world. In fact, it is only through our differences that we can really make an impact and a difference in this world. I can't change this world by myself. You can't change this world by yourself. But God has designed us so that together we can change this world for His sake. That is why He gives us differences. And that's why we have to appreciate and enjoy those differences in our personalities and the gifts and abilities. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:10, this verse on your screen, each of you has been blessed with one of God's many wonderful gifts to be used in the service of others. He made us different so that we could serve together. And there's another way we have to accommodate, a fourth way, just to be honest. We have to accommodate each other's faults. We have to do what Ephesians 4:2 talks about. In fact, let's read this verse together. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. It doesn't take long. You get in a new group and first of all you think, wow, these people are great. They're almost perfect. It doesn't take long to figure out they have a lot of faults, does it? And the moment you figure out you're in a group of people that have a lot of faults, you got one of three choices. You can fake it, pretend we're all perfect, everything's fine around here, there's a lot of stress in that. Or you can beat it, you can say, I'm leaving this group, I'm going to go find another perfect group, you'll never find one. Or you can accept it. Do you know the relief in that? Just to say, none of us are perfect around here. Let's just accept it together. Do you know the relief of being in a group like that where you recognize that? That's accommodation. The amazing thing about accommodation is it does not make us weaker. The incredible thing is it makes us stronger. Because now we're not trying to face life or do life alone. We're doing it together as a team.
God never meant for you to run alone either. You weren't meant to go through life by yourself. You need a family. You need a group. You need the body of Christ. You need other believers in your life who help you along. Now, the fourth key to being a team, and it's the most important of all, because without it, you're not a team. You're just a social club. You can have trust, and you can have empathy, and you can accommodate each other's needs and differences, but what makes a team is mission. Mission. To have a team, you have to have a cause. You have to have a purpose. You have to have a mission. Teams do not just exist for themselves. They have a reason. They are doing something together. They're making a difference in the world in some way. That's the purpose of a team, to accomplish something together. Philippians 2:2 says this: be of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. That's a purpose-driven team.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Serving Together from our series called Better Together. The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org, or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's study is coming right up.
The 40 Days of Community devotional book by Rick Warren is a dynamic individual or small group study that shows you how to fulfill God's five purposes for your life by establishing and maintaining meaningful, purposeful relationships. This devotional book unpacks the biblical support for each of God's five purposes and shows how you put them to use in your circle of influence so that you can help benefit and grow God's kingdom. Pastor Rick says that God planned for Christians to fulfill his purpose in community with each other in our church families, small groups, and in the world as a whole. But why did God plan it this way? Because we're better together. When you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you the 40 Days of Community devotional book as our way of saying thanks. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. If you like, you can simply text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
You weren't meant to go through life by yourself. You need a family. You need a group. You need the body of Christ. You need other believers in your life who help you along. Now, the fourth key to being a team, and it's the most important of all, because without it, you're not a team. You're just a social club. You can have trust, and you can have empathy, and you can accommodate each other's needs and differences. But what makes a team is mission. Mission. To have a team, you have to have a cause. You have to have a purpose. You have to have a mission. Teams do not just exist for themselves. They have a reason. They are doing something together. They're making a difference in the world in some way. That's the purpose of a team, to accomplish something together. Philippians 2:2 says this: be of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. That's a purpose-driven team. At Saddleback, all of our small groups are purpose-driven. And during 40 Days of Community, we're learning what that means. We're learning what it means to fellowship together, to grow together, to worship together. We're learning what it means to worship and to reach out together. We're learning to serve together. Now, notice in that verse it says maintaining. You might circle that. It's something you have to maintain. It just doesn't stay there. You have to put some energy into it. Here's the question: how are you going to maintain God's purposes in your life after 40 days of community? How are you going to do that? How are you going to maintain what we've been talking about? Well, there's only one way, but it's pretty simple. It's the next verse. Let's read it aloud together. Hebrews 10:25. Let us not give up the habit of meeting together, but let us encourage one another. It says, just don't stop doing what you're doing. Keep on doing. Keep on meeting together. Stay with your group. And in your group, you will continue to learn to grow together, to fellowship together, to worship, to reach out, and to serve together. We need each other. We're better together. You know, I grew up in a little town in Northern California with less than 500 people in it. The town was called Redwood Valley. And yes, it had redwoods in it. Now, if you've ever seen the giant redwoods, they are the biggest living things on this planet because they can grow hundreds of feet tall, up to 400 and 500 feet tall. And the trunks can get so big you can cut out a hole in the middle and drive a car through them. They are enormous living organisms. And most people know that redwoods are the largest living things on the planet. What most people don't know is they have incredibly shallow roots. And these very, very tall trees have almost no root structure. So why do they exist and why do they grow? And what keeps them from falling over? Redwoods always grow in groves. In groves. That's why right down here by the bridge, there are three planted there, because you wouldn't ever plant just one. Because what they do is, although their roots are shallow, they intertwine with each other and they hold each other up. And when the storms come and the winds come, they are holding each other up. And that's how they're the biggest thing in the world. That is a perfect picture of what we want Saddleback Church to be. Holding each other up through a network of small groups. Holding each other up through fellowship and community. Because you're going to have storms in your life. Some of you are in them right now. And you're going to have rogue winds blow in your life. And you're going to face fires and disasters in your life. Relationally and emotionally and financially and every other way. And who's going to hold you up in the storm? You need that intertwining. That's a perfect picture. That's how we stand strong together. Look at the next verse. Live in a way that brings honor to the good news of Christ. Standing strong, there's that phrase, with one purpose, working together as one for the faith of the good news. We are purpose-driven, but we're also in community. Purpose-driven, working together. Now, you know, we've been doing this. You've been doing it through the Feeding the Homeless Project. And when we started 40 Days of Community, we said, okay, let's take on a project so big nobody's ever done it before. We said, let's feed every homeless person in Orange County three meals a day for 40 days. 35,000 homeless people being fed three times a day. How in the world do you do that? Well, you do it like this. And that's what's happened. Do you know that in the previous history of Orange County, the largest food drive, the record was set by all of the post offices. And they collected about 300,000 pounds of food. All of the post offices together gathered 300,000 pounds of food. You folks in our church community, have gathered over 2 million pounds of food to be given out. Isn't that amazing? 2 million. But even greater than that, you got involved. And the number of people who were involved in the collection and the sorting and the distributing through our small groups, this is the power of small groups, has been the number of people through our small groups, 9,233 people. Think about that. 9,233 people. I want to guarantee you one thing. None of those people, or most of them, would have never done it if they had never been in a group. They just wouldn't have. They would have never done it on their own. But it is the power of we. It is the power of us. It is the power together. There's incredible power in a team. Unbelievable power. You know, you look around at the problems in the world and it could get pretty discouraging. It could get pretty depressing. It could get pretty, how in the world are we going to be able to? You look at poverty and you look at illiteracy and you look at disease and you look at all the problems that we've got in this world, like AIDS and things like this. And you go, how in the world can we make a difference? And a lot of times when you look at the problems in the world, you're tempted to ask, God, why don't you do something about it? And God says, that's the question I'm asking you. That's the question I'm asking you. Why don't you do something about it? I mean, you're the one on earth. Why don't you do something about it? There's enormous power, incredible power in a team. And you take more risks when you're together than you would ever take on your own. Thousands of years ago, back in the book of Genesis, there was a group of people who formed a team and they decided to build a project, a giant tower. And they started building this project, but God didn't want it done. And the only way God could stop it because of the power of a team was to confuse their languages. And he gave them all different languages. It was called the Tower of Babel. And God had this to say about the power of teams. Look up here on the screen. He said, if as one people speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan will be impossible for them. Nothing. Now he's saying here, God said this, not anybody. God said this. When you have a committed team and you have a compelling purpose and you have clear communication, God says, we will be unstoppable. Let's bow our heads. I believe with all my heart that if we continue building thousands of these small group teams within our church, little communities where you find trust and you find empathy and you make accommodation for each other, but you have a clear mission, I believe that with God's help, nothing will be impossible for us. God wants to use you on a team. I invite you to pray this prayer. God, I want you to use me. Whatever I've got, any way, any time, any place, I want to learn to serve you, but I want to do it in community with others, with trust and empathy and accommodating each other, but the clear mission of serving you. Use us to make a difference, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to rickwarren.org and listen online anytime, or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast to listen again. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. The 40 Days of Community devotional book by Rick Warren is a dynamic individual or small group study that shows you how to fulfill God's five purposes for your life by establishing and maintaining meaningful, purposeful relationships. This devotional book unpacks the biblical support for each of God's five purposes and shows you how to put them to use in your circle of influence so that you can help benefit and grow God's kingdom. Pastor Rick says that God planned for Christians to fulfill his purposes in community with each other, in our church families, small groups, and in the world as a whole. Why did God plan it this way? Because we're better together. When you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you the 40 Days of Community devotional book as our way of saying thanks. So call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. And if you like, you can simply text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support. And now, here's Rick with a closing thought.
Now this week, I want to encourage those of you who are in a small group to spend a little bit of time talking about how you can not just study together and fellowship together and worship together, but how you could serve together. Find a project that will take you to a deeper level of fellowship by serving together. Thanks for listening today. You know I love you, I care for you, and I'm praying for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.